Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce. It is time for the gang-related recap show right here on Variety Radio Online. It is Monday, June 30th. Alongside of me, I have Amy McCracken. What's up, Amy?
Nothing much, nothing much. You know what I just thought about?
You thought about...
Can Jenny hear me? Because I know Jenny's there with you. Can she hear me?
Jenny can't hear me. Hold on, let me turn my headphone. She can hear me a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, she can hear me. Then you can just replay. You can just say what I'm getting ready to say.
Okay.
If, you know, that interview with Daniel?
The interview
you,
with Daniel?
Yeah, and you were like, oh, no, I don't want to do it. And I was like, well, I don't want to do it. You know, yes, I think we need to give it to Jenny.
Oh, Jenny would talk to Jay Hernandez.
Of course.
See, there you go.
I'll see what I can do. I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, make that happen. Yeah, because either Jenny can come to the house and interview him here.
Yeah.
Or Jenny, I know Jenny has Skype at her house. You can always call her up on Skype and then do it together.
Okay. I'm going to go look for that email now.
Don't worry. You're not going to – hold on. Jenny, you're not going to see his face.
I'm like, I would be so embarrassed. I'm like, oh, my God, I love you.
Can we talk about the episode? I just want to have your baby.
Can you grow a beard?
Can you have sex right now while we're interviewing you?
Whatever.
And I'll give you the best interview ever. Yes, so for the fans that are tuning in right now, thank you for joining us. It is a live show. If you're tuning in, you can join our chat room. We do have the chat room open. All you got to do is scroll to the top where it says log in, and you can log in and through your Facebook, your Twitter, and you can join the conversation. We're going to be talking about gang-related episode Infamous Dos Guerras.
Which means
Jenny had told me it's what, both sides?
In between both sides, in between both lands,
which that makes sense considering we were dealing with Mexico and Los Angeles.
Yeah, cities.
There you go.
And good and evil.
Good and evil, maybe. Kind of.
Which I think this weekend the cops were the evil ones.
Okay, let's talk about it. Okay, here we go. So Thursday's episode ran last week, June 26th on Fox, and we're going to talk about it. And for people that were kind of tuning in the very, very beginning and they were like, what? Jay Hernandez, what? What's going on? Yes, Amy, the TV people actually reached out to Amy McCracken and kind of said, hey, would you like to talk to Jay Hernandez? And I'm like, I can't right now. I'm too busy. And Amy's like, I'm too shy. And so,
I'm not too shy. I'm too busy, too. So you know what?
Whatever, you're too shy.
Right now, Jenny, and you can explain who Jenny is because people, I'm probably sure, are wondering who the hell is Jenny. Jenny is now our gang-related interview host. So I'm going to go reach out to all the gang-related people, and Jenny's going to interview them.
Sweet. She'll love that. Except if you get V, I get to talk to V. Jenny.
Okay.
But Jenny, yeah, Jenny, everybody that's tuning in, she's one of the hosts with me, and now she's now with the VRO doing the gang-related stuff. That was good. But, yeah, you can check us out on Pierce's Playground, and we do a bunch of other stuff together, Jenny and I. So, and she's here because we're going to be doing a show later on this afternoon. And, okay, so, Jenny, we're going to work on you getting a date with Jay Hernandez.
Woo!
She's excited now. So let's talk about this episode, Thursday. I got to ask, scale 1 to 10. I'm going to do it now because I have a feeling I know where you're going with this. And I might have the same feelings with you, Amy. What did you think of this episode, scale 1 to 10?
I'm going to give it a 6.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I liked it, but it didn't. I don't know. Gang-related is just going downhill for me. And I don't know why, because I love it. But this last couple of episodes, I haven't felt. And, like, right now... Chaplin, Captain Chaplin. I'm upset with him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm totally upset with him.
So that's a 6.
And I know he's just trying to do his job. I'm upset with him.
Okay, so you gave it a 6.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
I would have said a 7. But I would have thought you would have given it lower.
Really?
Yeah, I would have thought you probably would have given it a 5 or a 4. Earlier, talking off the air, I thought that maybe you weren't feeling it right away. So I'm surprised you gave it that high of a score.
Yeah, well, I mean, I did like the episode.
Okay.
There's some stuff I didn't like.
So as a whole, as a show, for you, it's kind of like, it started off high, like in a plane that's taking off, and now it's kind of leveled out for you, and it's kind of descending?
Yeah, and I'm really hoping that it brings me back up.
Interesting.
And I think this next episode will.
Okay, so let's talk about some of our favorite parts, and if we have any not favorite parts. I think you and I off the air kind of said it. This episode wasn't as busy as the past episodes. I think we both kind of agree it was kind of a very tame episode. And maybe it was kind of setting things up for next week, because next week looks like it's going to be pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I think some of the things that I liked that I noticed, and I've been saying this since the show has started with Ryan's relationship with Javier. Did you notice when Ryan goes to Javier and kind of tells him that there's a snitch, there's a, you know, that's been helping out Captain, and Javier insists on him finding out who this snitch is? Did you notice when he says, I can't do certain things, I can't do that, or my team, or this and that, Javier was quick, very quick to kind of go, your team, what about your family?
Yeah.
Do you think he's looking out for Ryan included in his family, or do you think he's looking out for his family and doesn't give a crap about Ryan and his team?
No, I think he considers Ryan family, because we see, well, we don't see, but we hear Ryan tell a story about, you know, his dad dying and then his neighbors, which was Javier,
right,
taking him and his grandmother in, you know, watching out for him and his grandmother.
Okay, but I see that. I see that you, that's almost like Ryan telling the story like he considers Javier a father.
Yeah.
But you think, I mean, because every episode it seems like Javier is, like, willing to sacrifice Ryan for the better of his family.
I think in his mind he thinks that Ryan is, you know, with his family, and, you know, but, yeah, his blood, I think he's going to go protect them better than Ryan.
Right. Yeah, I just wanted to point that out, because at that point I was like,
it's like Ryan is a soldier, but he's still part of the family.
But if
he's expendable.
There you go. Exactamundo. And I totally agree with you. And I saw it in Javier's face, because he was getting really, I mean, in this episode you can tell he's really desperate, because the Mesas, they want their money.
Yeah.
And if this keeps happening where he keeps losing money, the Mesas aren't going to be happy, because he can't make a payment. And then, of course, they're going to go after Stanley, which is not a good thing. What did you think about the part where Captain decides, I need everybody's phones, cell phones in this box right now?
I was like, Ryan, couldn't you be a little more self, you know, like,
right?
why could you, like, not change your Sims card before you go into work?
See, I bet he does that for now on.
It's like, and you're over there panicking, you know, just go to the restroom, change your Sims card, and come back.
I'd be like, I got bubble guts from last night's burrito. I'll be right back. And then change your SIM card and then come back. Yeah, I was wondering, because, and you and I have said it in past podcasts, and you bring it up all the time, his facial expressions, he is not good at hiding crap.
No,
at all.
He's not.
As soon as Captain said that, he was like, oh, and I was
he's
like,
over
dude.
They're shaking and making all this noise. I was like, really? Oh, but a really cool part in that scene, there was a bald guy, and he was putting his phone in, and I stopped it, and I was like, wait a minute, and I had to go back, and it was Brandon Frisch Fisher, a guy I went to high school with.
No way.
Yeah, he's like one of the cops on there, and I was like, that is awesome. So I sent him a Facebook message, and I'm waiting for him to get back to me, and yeah.
That's hilarious.
I was like, wait a minute, I know that guy.
That is funny. And so he went to high school with him there in West Virginia?
No, not in West Virginia, North Carolina.
North Carolina.
I live in North Carolina, Mike. North Carolina.
Now, did you know that he was, like, an inspiring actor?
Well, yeah, I knew that he was doing some acting work and stuff like that, because he was in drama and all that in high school.
Mm-hmm.
But it was pretty cool, because I've never actually seen him in anything that I watch.
There you go.
And then I was like, when they went for that last shootout at the docks, he was in that scene too, but I think he got shot.
Well, you got to find out. Because that would be cool to talk to him. You know, your old high school, that would be a cool little interview.
Yeah.
You know, and the life in on the set of Gang Related, and of course, if he did take a bullet.
He was my lunch buddy. We sat together at lunch. Well,
maybe we can kindle a relationship, you know.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, let's move on. one of my favorite parts of this episode, when Captain visits Javier's bar. And pretty much goes to Javier and says, look, I'm here. You surrender, and everything will be fine, because the Mesas are going to come to you, because I'm gonna keep taking your drugs, and they're going to come after your family. So
yeah.
Turn yourself in, witness protection, And if Javier, and of course Javier is like, nope, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. Do you think that was a wise move for Javier?
I'm on the fence on this one. I think so, and then I think not. But why I say I think so is because I don't trust Captain anymore, especially after after he goes to his foreman and he lays down that piece of paper. He's like got no heart. He's gonna get this poor boy raped every day in prison.
Well, I mean, I could see where you're talking about, but I could see Captain, you know, it's like, okay, I've got to threaten, and there's a chance that this guy might get...
But I don't think it's just threats. I think he actually...
Oh, no, he would, but think about it. I mean, to stop this, to stop Javier, and for all the drugs to come in, and I mean, this is, you're sacrificing one person for the better good of everybody, you know? I think Captain sees it as, you know, I got to do what I got to do to save more than one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it, I mean, is it messed up for the kid, you know, that might be going to prison? Yeah, of course. But you know, I think I've said it in the past, and I think our first podcast, that if, you know, I mean, this guy, he gets involved in this lifestyle, you know, unfortunately, I mean, he had to have known there's a chance that he would get busted.
Yeah.
And if he goes to prison, he is kind of pretty.
Pretty.
So, you know, I could see where the captain's kind of, you know, I mean, he's trying to look out for his city.
I don't know. I know I'm weird because one minute I'm like, oh, my gosh, bring them down. They're terrible people. And the next minute I'm like, oh, no, don't hurt them.
Yeah, I know. You're kind of weird like that.
I know.
But every time we watched the following and did the recap show for the following, you were into serial killers.
Well, those serial killers on the following are just great.
Okay, let's move on. One of my favorite parts, and I got to talk to you about this, The whole shooting at the docks.
Yeah, I like that scene.
Okay, now, did you noticed? Okay, so Ryan, he gets there. He sees the submarine, sees the boat. He shoots the boat to catch it on fire. Everybody else is like, they're trying to burn the drugs.
Yeah.
And Ryan's running off by himself, and Han sees this. And Han sees him running. Then he jumps in there. He gets in the submarine. He charts to try to sink it. And then Han jumps in. For a second there, were you thinking, was he going to shoot Han? Was he going to wound Han?
No, he's not going to shoot him.
Okay, I'm just asking you and the fans out there.
No.
He did have that look. Like
he had that look like, oh, shit, I'm caught. Now what am I going to do?
I mean, he's not quick on his feet to say, they're trying to sink the ship. Help me stop it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Captain comes in and finds all the drugs.
But Javier, see, that's Javier's fault because he should have told his guy, you know, I'm sending somebody there. Everybody should know who Ryan is.
You think? No way.
No, not everybody. But the people that, you know, if they're trying to do, what's the word I'm looking for? They're trying to pull the wool over somebody's eyes like they did this time. But the task team, you know, they were smart. They figured it out. That was pretty cool playing the song. To get the coordinates.
Oh, yeah. That was
dope. That was pretty cool. I like that. But the guys that, you know, Ryan's trying to protect, they shouldn't be that stupid.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're soldiers, the foot soldiers. I mean, I think somebody in that camp there should have known that, hey, someone's coming and we have a mole in there, so, but...
Send to them if they tell you to stop shooting.
Yeah, but I mean... It's a very touchy situation because when Ryan was really trying to tell that guy stop, I was like, I was watching, I was like, dude, that's not gonna stop Ryan. He's gonna kill you. Like,
yeah,
trick. So that was just, I don't know. It was kind of, Ryan was an idiot there, and you know, and I've told you, I think last episode it was the first time I was starting to not like Ryan, and even in this episode I'm not liking Ryan still, because he's leaning, because I understand he's on the fence, you know, as a cop. And as an informant for the drug family, but yeah, he was kind of...
He's going to get caught really soon.
Well, Han was asking questions like, hey, when all that crap was going down, you ran off. And he's like, oh, it's because I saw the glimpse of the submarine, and then I ran off. He's like, yeah, well, then why didn't you answer on your two-way? And he's like, oh, so much...
I didn't have time. Yeah, I didn't have time.
So who do you... Okay, so do you... So you already said that you feel that Ryan's going to get caught.
Yeah, I feel like he's being stupid about it.
So who do you think is going to be the one that catches him? Who do you think is going to be the one that catches him slipping?
It's going to be his partner.
I think it's going to be Jess.
You think it's going to be Jess?
Yeah, I think she's going to...
And then she's going to end up dead.
Don't say that. But I think she's going to... They're going to wind up doing the do because they almost had it in the kitchen. And
they
I
did almost eventually. Have it in the kitchen. I mean, well, I would have too because any man that can cook...
Yeah, Jenny right now...
Especially Mexican food.
If you didn't hear Jenny, Jenny was like, what? Because Jenny hasn't watched this episode.
Oh, no, we're ruining it for Jenny.
No, you can't ruin anything for Jenny. She doesn't care about spoilers. Yeah. She'll still watch it, you know. She doesn't care. That's just how she is. So, yeah, so they almost do the do. I really think they're going to do it, and then they're going to get close, and then she's going to find out, and then she's going to be, like, torn, like, my job or my lover? What do I do? And then,
yeah, I'm with Jenny. She's going to go with my lover.
Yeah, that's exactly what she, yep, that's
love
what she,
love.
She loves love. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Who do you like better, Jenny? Jay Hernandez, Daniel, or do you like Ryan better?
With Hotter?
Okay, let's go with Hotter first. If you had to pick one of those two guys.
Jay Hernandez.
Okay, now in the show, who do you like better? Who do you not want to see get hurt? Is it Daniel the banker
yeah.
or Ryan?
Yeah, Ryan is on my nerves.
Okay, see Ryan. Do you like RZA?
Yeah, he's cool.
You like Han?
My nerves. He's asking all these questions. I'm like, just shut up. Don't ask
questions. Whoa. What about V, the girl?
The white girl, right? The daughter of the...
No, in the part of the gang cast one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like her.
Okay. What do you think of Javier?
I like him.
What about Carlos, the son in the wheelchair?
I cannot stand him.
Really?
Yes.
She wants to punch him in his face.
Yeah, but I love Javier. He might be my favorite.
Ooh, so Javier's Jenny's favorite. And he's hot.
There we go.
Jenny, maybe you should move to East Los Angeles.
He is good looking.
Okay, and let's speak about Carlos. Carlos, so Carlos, one of the good parts, which got me thinking, he goes there to go speak to the OGs and all the other gang members that are locked up in prison because those guys are getting kind of antsy. Like, if Javier gets out, we have no protection in prison or out on the streets.
No.
All the gang members from Javier's gang are in there. And so the gang members, Jenny, are like, yo, what's going on? And so we need to speak to Javier because they talk to Uncle. And so Javier is like, I've got to snitch. I got to deal with this. Carlos, you go wheelchair yourself in there. You speak for me and make sure everything's fine. So all those guys are like, your dad's kind of selling out a little bit. Carlos, you should be the one leading this group. And then, Amy, you saw how all those soldiers stood up and they're like, we're here. Like, we got your back. And Carlos, I don't know if you saw it, Amy, and it seemed to me it did, but I'm not 100% sure. Did he nod his head? Yes, like, yeah, you're right. It seemed like, because when he was like,
what is what interests me, Mike, is you think that I still watch Carlos when he comes on screen.
Oh, so you don't even care about Carlos anymore?
No, he should have died in that first episode.
Oh, God.
Agreed.
Really?
He's so annoying.
Well, Amy, every time we bring up Carlos, this is new to me and to all the fans, she doesn't care about Carlos when he rolls into the scene because Amy believes as soon as that first episode where he gets shot up, Amy's like, how the hell did he not get killed, get a bullet in his head? Because all those bullets.
Yes, I agree.
So basically, I'm not talking.
Shoot his heart.
Or,
you know, there's way too many damn bullets.
He needs to grow up. He's really immature.
Yeah.
I agree with Jenny.
All right. Well.
I didn't see a nod. No, honestly, I didn't see a nod.
I thought I saw a nod. Like, he was like, yeah. Like, it looks like he's going to try to run.
No, I don't think he's going to. I think his dad put him in his place last time.
See, Jenny's screaming out right now, no loyalty. These hoes ain't loyal. That's what she said. That's what she's singing. He's not being loyal to his dad. Do you think he's going to turn on his dad, Amy?
No, I don't think he will.
I don't think he's got the balls to go against his
dad. He's already went against his dad once, and his daddy had to put him in his place.
Yeah, daddy killed his friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was an idiot.
Yeah, I don't think he'll turn on his dad because uncle will step in before, and you don't mess with uncle.
Mm-mm.
No. So, and then the very end, which I'm sure all girls, I swear to God, when I was watching it this morning, I heard faint screams in the background. Daniel is with his little two thug guys that are watching his back, and it's obvious they didn't do a
before,
good job.
Wait.
What?
Let's talk about Daniel trying to get out of this deal. Now he's going to lose his bank.
You know what? See, he's going to lose his bank if he doesn't get his – well, he's going to lose the backing from these people. But see, that's the thing. They told him that if he doesn't get his money back, they're not going to back him up. I saw an opportunity for his father to step in and donate money. And
his father, all of his money is tied up in these drugs that he owes these other people.
Not if – what happens if he makes a deal with the Methods that they got a bank and they can launder money?
True. Now it's not going to be legit. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, that he's not going to – he tried so hard to be legit that it's not going to go that route for Daniel.
No. Nope.
Because I know that he tried, and when he was trying to get out, I was thinking, is his friend like – because his friend was – did you know – his friend was like, you can't get out, Daniel. Hey, I'll see you on the golf course. I'm like, dude, that would have been me. I would have been like, no, come back here. Come back here. We're not going to play golf. We need to figure something out.
Mike, that's how rich people are.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not rich.
I'm not either, but I've been around a couple of them, and that's how,
so that's
they,
how they are. They just kind of blow it off. Yeah, because I was like, Daniel, get a little old school on him. Be like, no. Come out. Come here. We need to talk, because I'm going to – he doesn't care. It's obvious his friend doesn't care.
But was his friend laying there in the truck? I couldn't tell.
I didn't see – no, what I saw in the truck were the two little henchmen from Javier.
That one kind of looked like a woman.
I don't know.
The one that had the blood in the chest and the white shirt.
No, I think he was wearing a white shirt underneath his suit.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know. You could be – I mean, could be somebody else in there. Maybe that guy is dead in there.
That would be messed up.
I didn't see it. So
they totally would lose their club membership then.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. All right. So what do you think is going to happen? Okay, so it's obvious he gets kidnapped at the end.
He does get kidnapped in the end. He screams like a little girl.
He does scream like a little girl. Jenny, when you do talk to Jay Hernandez, you need to ask him, why did he scream like a little girl when he got kidnapped? I know.
I don't like that. Don't tell me that.
Yeah, Jenny, wait till you watch the episode. He's like, ew, don't do that. Aw,
really?
Yeah.
Whack.
I know. He lost some sexy points from you.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. So he gets kidnapped, and the next episode, I know it's supposed to get crazy because he's kidnapped, and so I'm sure Javier is going to go, and the Methods are like, yo, we got your boy. So is Javier going to try to do it himself, or is he going to turn to Captain and be like, I need your help?
I think he's going to try to turn to Captain.
And you know Ryan's going to step in. Ryan's not going to let his...
Oh, yeah, definitely Ryan's going to step in. Right. If Javier doesn't go to Captain, Ryan's going to go to Captain, because...
Yeah.
Daniel is his friend.
I think Ryan would do it if knowing Captain would be like, let them kill each other off. Who cares? Ryan's going to be like, no, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. And he's going to be forced to it. Even if he was going to let them kill each other off, he's going to be forced by his dad. Javier's going to be like, Ryan, I need you to help your brother. Family.
Oh, well, he's not going to – no, there's not going to be any forcing. He's just going to do it.
Right. Okay. Well, I think that was it. I mean, it was a very calm episode.
It was a calm episode. I did like how they brought the drugs in. Because at the beginning, I was like, how in the hell are they, like,
Yes. How's
the dog not barking?
I agree, because I was like, wow, they just made it in through customs, through the border with ease. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
It did kind of remind me of that movie, the Cheech and Chong movie, where they make the whole ice cream truck into the whole car is made out of weed.
Yeah, and I know we've seen this before in a couple of TV shows. I think we've, like, seen it in CSI,
oh, really?
Los Angeles or something like that. They made the whole boat out of the drugs. But, yeah, for at the beginning, I was like, what? And then I realized, oh, the truck, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty smart, too, with the submarine. I wasn't expecting that. I really thought it was a boat, and then I was like, a sub? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was – where'd they get their hands on a sub? That's what
I'm saying. It's a cartel. They can get anything they want.
How can we get a sub? And don't say go to Subway.
I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say call your soon-to-be boyfriend that's in the show Gang Related.
No. There is no relationship.
We'll just wait till we'll talk to him about that and see what happens. See how come there was never a love.
He's married and he's got kids. I think he's married and got kids, but
never stopped you before.
What?
And we're gonna end the show there. Let our fans let that sink in a little bit. What, you're gonna start getting tweets from married men? Really? You really?
No, that stops me. That stops me.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Are we pretty much done?
We are. Now, do we tell people that we're no longer on Fridays?
Yes, we're no longer on Fridays, people. We were doing a live show on Fridays. We have now moved the show to Mondays. Mondays. It's going to be happening 12 Eastern, 11 Central.
Yes.
Live show, gang-related. So let everybody know everything that has been changed. No longer Friday is now Mondays.
And that's to give everybody a chance to watch it.
Yes. Because some people, including ourselves, sometimes we wouldn't be able to, you know, it comes on Thursday nights on Fox. Yeah. Friday comes around. Sometimes we don't get a chance. So it's like, okay, you know, now we have the weekend. We allow everybody else to watch it. Bam, we get it right into it.
And it gives Mike time to go to the movies because Friday, when we were supposed to be on air, he was out watching Transformers.
Oh, I was watching Transformers, Age of Extinction, and that movie was badass. So if you haven't seen it, you need to go see it because it's badass.
Yeah.
So I think that's it, right?
That's it. That's it.
All right, so people, if you want to check out the mothership, make sure you check out thevro.com. It's got a new look. Amy's been working on the site. She's got some new little banners there that just go to it, thevro.com. Scroll to the middle of the right. You'll see what I'm talking about when I'm talking about banners. Everything is there that you need to know about the group, thevro.com. If you want to follow them on Twitter, @thevro, you can follow them on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, @Variety Radio Online. If you want to stalk Amy and Married Men, are welcome.
No, they're not.
You can follow her at Twitter @AmyVRO, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. And if you want to check me out, Instagram and Twitter is Mike the Movie Guy, and I got a blog called iWatchMike.com, and I think that's it. You can subscribe on iTunes. Go to iTunes, type in Variety Radio Online, and you will get us on your iDevices, including this show, plus other recap shows that we have. On thevro.com, we have over, 25 different hosts, so everybody does different shows.
Yeah, yeah. And we have our Blog Talk Radio has – they actually show how many shows we've actually done.
Sweet. So if you go there, you'll be able to see all that stuff because we got some shows that we work on now and then shows that are actually in hiatus right now because the seasons are about to start up in the fall, so you'll be able to see what's coming up for thevro.com. So just go there and you'll find everything you need to know. So
exactly.
That is it. Everybody that's tuned in, big shout-outs to GR Addicts, gang-related addicts on Twitter. You can follow them @GROAddicts. They are big fans and supporters of the show, and they'll be talking to people and having Q&As and all that good stuff. So make sure you go over there mm-hmm. and check them out on Twitter. I think that's it. So we'll be back next Monday.
What? Next Monday, same bat time, same bat channel. But we need to throw Jenny's Twitter out there.
Jenny?
She joined the show today.
She did join the show from a distance.
Yeah.
You can follow Jenny on Twitter @JennyFly, and she is single.
Oh, God.
And she's going to be doing our gang-related interviews.
Yeah, so whatever interviews we get, we're going to set them up, and then she'll come over here and do them. But Bella, she's Latina. She knows how to cook. She's single. She's got a job.
She's gorgeous.
She likes facial hair.
Oh, my God, you're so embarrassing.
And if you're a banker...
She does not, she's not, you know, if you're not a banker, don't even bother. She doesn't like, she likes guys like Carlos. And on that note, we're out of here. Everybody have a great week. Amy, it was good talking to you. Jenny Fly, thanks for screaming in the background. Next time we'll give you the microphone. And that is it. Everybody have a good one. TheVRO.com. That is it for a gang-related recap show right here on Variety Radio Online. Bye-bye.
Do you love movies?